Hello.
Hello, Vincent.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Kevin. How are you?
Hi.
Yeah, hi. What's up, man? What's up?
Well, what it boils down to, my son was furious because two things. He told me up front that the cost would be $400 and $400. So he had set aside that exact amount. And he said, another problem is I have no signed contract.
Oh no, I told you that we are going to give you a contract once you do the payment. We're going to work our way around it. I'm going to send a contract to you. You're going to sign it and give it back. Remember? I mean, if you do want the contract beforehand, I can do that. So, but initially, remember we actually spoke about the proposal as well, that it's going to be $1,500 for publishing plus marketing, and $500 will be the initial cost, and next month you're going to pay the remaining amount. That's completely fine. Remember we talked about.
Yeah, but I misspoke, and I did not mention that to my son, so he was quite angry. And
Oh.
right now, right now, I don't think we can do business.
Okay, I mean, let's just forget about marketing, okay? We can just do the publishing part. We can do what we discussed initially, that was
But
800,
I can't.
broken
He
into.
won't. I can't. He won't let me deal with you.
Why not? I mean, just tell him that whatever you told him that's going to be $400, tell him it's going to be that only, okay? 400 will be the initial once we.
It's too late. He won't deal with you.
I mean, he's your son. Can't you just convince him? Because I want us to work together. I want us to work on this project and, bring this book about fruition.
Yeah, but it's too late for that. He won't deal with you.
I mean, if you want, you can give me his number or something. Just email me his number. I can, try talking to him.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
He got furious on you again. Then why did you give them your number, right? Is that he'll be furious that you gave me your number and et cetera, why did you do that and stuff like that?
I gave him my phone number because I thought it would expedite, dealings.
So.
But he will he refuses to deal with you.
I mean, it's okay. I understand his point that he's furious, but at the end of the day, it's your book and it's your money, man. You can do whatever you want to. It's your book. It's your message. It's your message to the pastors. It's your message to the general
Yeah,
public.
but it's not my money. That's the problem.
But
And
the
right now,
Social Security is yours, right?
yes, but it's used as an integral part of family support.
He just controls it, right? I mean, it's your money, but he just controls it because he handles the accounts, right? So at the end of the day, it's your money.
Yeah, but it's not it is, but it's not my money. I mean, I live in his house. I have to pay expenses. It goes to the cost of food, electricity, and stuff like that.
Okay, I mean, let's just do one thing. You try talking to your son, okay? Tell him that initially we spoke about $400. That will be 400 was the initial, and the remaining
Yeah,
400 was after working.
the problem is it's beyond the talking point. He absolutely refuses to deal with you. And there's nothing I could say. Talking would be pointless. He would only get furious.
Oh, that's a bummer. That's actually a bummer. I thought we could work together. We would have something,
Yeah.
substantial.
Right.
I mean, just try talking to him. Just tell him this thing, that
Uh, it's,
we drop the
it's,
marketing. We
it's,
just focus on publishing, and we are going to give you the contract straight away. First of all, because previously we have the initial payment and then the contract, but we'll give the contract first and then we will.
It's beyond the talking point. I mean, it's irreparably beyond talking.
So there's absolutely nothing we can do.
Right.
I mean, there's not much I can say then, but let you talk to him or, try talking to him somehow. And maybe then you can just shoot me an email.
Like I said, it's beyond that point. I mean, there's no amount of talking or
It would need a miracle.
Precisely. That was exactly what would be needed.
Okay. I don't want to, bother you much, but I still have your email. Okay. What we can do is if there is a miracle, okay. Let's just say if there is a miracle, it's a sign from God. You can just shoot me an email, okay, and tell me that. Just tell me. If you do want to go ahead with this project, then I'll, we'll see if there is a miracle.
Well, if a miracle does happen, I'll get in contact with you.
Yeah, please. You have my email. You have, been in contact with me. Just shoot me an email.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, please do. Apart from that, if there is anyone else you think would need, their book published or marketed or even written, refer them to me and then, we can have them up.
Yeah, well, if those things should come up, then, if the miracle does happen, then I would get in contact with you. I still have your email.
Yeah, please, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you take
care. Okay, you take care.
Okay. Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.